Oh, it's huge, Jerry. Like, there's no denying it. There's no doubt about it that last year didn't go the way anybody involved in Kerry hurling wanted it to go. Like, so you got relegated from the league and then relegated down to Christy Ring. And it's huge you get back up as soon as possible. Like, I know, like, when Offaly got relegated down and they didn't get back up first time they were beaten in the semi-final. And now we see they're after qualifying out of the three in Leinster. But that's very, very hard to do. So the quicker you can get back up to where you really, really should be, the better. Because if you don't, Kerry Harlan can take a step backwards, and the all the lads who are there with the experience might be thinking, "I'm done with this. I'm not going to stay and do another year now down in Christy Ring." And then the young lads, they don't have the same appetite to come up and play Christy Ring Harlan than you would Joe McDonagh. So yeah, as in the wider context of it, huge, absolutely huge.
Yeah, it's about the future that you can see the level you want to be playing at. And you can look at that example of the troubles that Offaly have had over the last number of years and look at where they are now playing at the higher level, the belief they have, the role that they're on. That's something I'd imagine the Kerry hurlers would love to be part of.
And that's it. And what it does is it gets the younger teams to buy into the whole county setup, which is what Offaly built on. Like, Offaly built on their minors and 20s, 21s, you know. And then the whole county got behind them because they saw what was coming up. And then they saw a pathway to progress from Christy Ring up to Joe McDonagh and up then into Leinster Championship. And that's what you want the Kerry boys to be doing as well. You want the minors to be looking up. You want the under-20s to be looking up towards the senior team who are progressing. So you want to be going forwards, not backwards, and then you will get a bigger buy-in from everybody involved in hurling in the county.
Yeah. So, Ronan, look to Saturday. Can anything be read into the two meetings of these teams already? We hammered Derry in the Division Two opener. Then they beat us by 2 points in the game to get to this final for them. But then you could you argue that perhaps maybe there was a bit of shadow boxing going on there in terms of what Saturday's importance is? Or how do you see that?
It's so hard to judge and to read because before going up to Derry the last day, you would have thought, right, tweaking the management, they're going to make an awful lot of changes here because Kerry are obviously already through.
Yeah, keep
But
the
they
powder
didn't.
dry.
Yeah, but they went to a very, very strong team. And it wasn't as if they even emptied the bench earlier or anything like that. They literally played, I won't say as strong as possible, but about an 80% team throughout the whole game. So the fact that Derry got the win. You'd be thinking, oh, Kerry could be in bother here. But mentally, it's very tough. Like, I know, like, they travelled up the day before, which is fine. So it's not the whole travel issue. But when you know you're true and you know you're kind of half-minding yourself for a Christy Ring final, where are you meant to when you're coming up against a Derry
Yeah.
team who know they have to win? And they knew
Yeah.
that if they won, they were pretty much going to be true. So it's very hard to do it that way. And if you had made the changes, you might have had younger lads who were trying to burst onto a team, and then that could have had a positive effect. But they stayed at the, let's say, 13 and the 15. So mentally, if I was in that situation, I don't know how motivated I would be to be doing everything I can to beat this Derry team, because you're not bothered about whether it would have been Meath, Derry, or Donegal, whoever you would have got in the final. You would be confident beating them. So when it goes back to your question, well, what can you take out of it? Probably nothing. Like, no, it's going to be a completely different game. Now, what I will say is, Derry haven't won outside of Celtic Park since the championship started,
Yeah.
so they've only won their games at home and they got one draw away. So, Kerry are flying kind of wherever they go and play. So, Kerry will be more confident of beating Derry and Croke Park than Derry will be for beating Kerry.
Yeah. And those are the issues. Look, who do you think need to be the key performers for Kerry in Croke Park on Saturday? Padraig Boyle should be fit for the game. Jordan Brick, a couple of weeks out, I know. Jordan Conway's coming back to fitness as well. And like the hope would be we have the firepower up front anyway.
Yeah, look, you're going to be looking to be solid from the back. So if Conor Bohan keeps his consistency up, you're okay there. Like, he had one or two dodgy ones throughout the year, but in fairness, like, he's been flying most of the time for Kerry. And then keep your full back line tight, which you will. Now, that's another thing up in Derry for the league, or for the last game in Championship, sorry. They conceded 8 points from their full back line, conceded 8 points. So that would be a bit of a worry. But if you tighten up there with Eric Lean coming back in, you should be fine. Now, there's an injury doubt about one of the half back lines, so that could shake things up a bit. But
Yeah.
look, we'll go with the team that was named last night and say it is going to be Jason Diggins and Mike Lean. They're solid. They're as solid as you're going to get in Christy Ring. Like, There's no doubt about it. They're the best halfback team we have. Then we have in midfield, Kerry's best player all year, Kevin Goulding. Absolutely flying, banging in goals as well for fun. He's the key because if he's on form, he'll be the link from defence to attack while also getting the scores and stuff himself. And then if you feed our full forward line, like it's an unbelievable full forward line with Dooley, Podge, and Slats inside. Podge staying fit, like he picked up an injury at the end of the last Fitzroy game against Derry. But he should be fine. I think he's wearing the full soccer shin guards above Croke Park tomorrow. But he'll be fine. And he's your key man for scores inside. But if you feed the other two lads, they're well able to score as well. So the key men are going to be Eric Lean, Jason Liggins, Kevin Goulding, and Podge. And if needed from the bench, Oisín Mansell is back, who is probably the most lethal inside forward in the county at the moment when fit. And it's absolutely brilliant to see him back on the bench.
Wide open spaces in Croke Park, Ronan. Are we going to need goals to win this game, do you think?
I don't think we'll need them, but I think we'll get them. I think Kerry are going to be good enough that we'd beat them on the scoreboard with points anyway. But yeah, that forward line is going to get goals. Like you had the likes of the workhorses in like Tom Doyle and Ronan Walsh getting the ball, and they get fouls so often, which leads to frees, and you'll have either Podge or Ronan banging them over. But then when they feed the ball to the full forward line, they're going to get those goals because they can't keep fouling.
And that's part of the issue. Okay, Ronan, look, should be a classic game. Hopefully, it'll be a good one from Kerry's point of view. And as you said, get back into the Joe McDonagh for next year and onwards and upwards. But thanks for taking a look at it for us on the
All
program
right,
this
and
morning.
just one final thing on it, like the supporters, like Kerry hurlers have had a lot of supporters throughout the year, traveled all over the country. But there's a big day tomorrow, like with the under 20 footballers there as well. I
That's
would
right.
plead that the football supporters get up there early and get behind the Kerry hurlers, because can you imagine, especially if you're bringing kids with you and they get the opportunity to possibly see two Kerry captains lifting two trophies in Croke Park in one day. So anybody that is going, I would plead that they do get up there the hour and a half, 2 hours earlier than they planned, and get in and watch the Kerry Hurling team because they deserve your support as well.
Great call. They certainly do. Ronan, thanks a million for talking to us in the program this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Jerry.